Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green about the recent summer camp over at Crooked Creek.
We had great kids, great staff, mostly great weather, just half a day of rain. The kids and their energy, our counselors were excellent as well. It really has to be kind of a perfect mix of everything, the perfect storm. And honestly, we left at the end of those 2 days thinking, I don't think anything horrible happened. And we had sore feet, but we were still smiling and happy and excited about all the things we got to see kids do and experience when they were with us.
What were some of these activities that you needed this great weather for?
Yeah, we do spend majority of the time outside at 4-H Junior Camp, and so we do cross our fingers every year that the weather is going to be on our side. But the facilities that we use are at Crooked Creek Christian Camp, just right outside Washington, which is beautiful. They're ready for their busy season, and so we get to slip right in and kind of take advantage of that. We spent time at their pond fishing, which always seems to be a highlight and a favorite. Fun part of that, you know, I was sitting in on one group, and there was one kid who had never fished before and admitted, like, I don't know how to fish. And so we worked one-on-one with him, and sure enough, you know, caught a fish. It didn't take long at all. And so it's fun to be able to be with kids when they're experiencing some of those things for a first time. And so, yeah, we fished, spend time canoeing and kayaking. They went on nature hikes and worked on identifying, you know, dangerous plants out there in the forest you want to stay away from. They did a session on compass reading and orienteering and kind of knowing where they were going and how to get where they needed to go. And that was the big learning curve for some of them, to work with a compass for a first time. We spent time at the pool. Crooked Creek has an excellent kind of outdoor pool that they were able to explore, cool off at the end of the day. We took advantage of the Crooked Creek very famous water slide as well. And then we spent some time doing nature art, which was an inside activity, but they painted rocks, kindness rocks, or just rocks of their own hobbies and interest. They also had a session on mindfulness and how to identify stress and intense emotion and identify some ways to, you know, kind of work through those. They all got to build a Zen garden, did some yoga, learned some breathing strategies. They made homemade ice cream in a bag, which is always a perfect snack on a hot day, and of course made some s'mores around the campfire as well. So it was a busy, full day of a lot of breakout sessions and fun and learning too.
So talking about this camp, of course, the campers always are there to have a good time, but the camp really can't go on without great camp counselors. And from the sound of it early on, you sounded like that you had some great camp counselors this year.
Yes, we do this camp in combination with Keokuk County, Iowa County, Johnson County, and Washington County. We're all kind of combined in putting together our resources and our 4-H'ers, and then, like you said, our counselors. And so we did have counselors from every county helping and assisting. Washington County had four of our 4-H'ers helping with that. They all are a part of our county council team, which is kind of our high school leadership team. I get to work with that group very closely, but not all of them are available for, you know, 2 days of camp and also a day of training that we hosted for them last week, actually. So they've committed quite a bit of time up front and to help execute the days of camp. But we had four great girls, Carmen Searin, Anna Nafziger, Zoe Denler, and Taylor Garman were our four counselors. And they had smiles on their faces all day. And despite, you know, running through the rain and canoeing in the rain and doing all of the things that they maybe didn't want to do, they kept a great spirit and were great to spend the day with, too. I enjoy being with them as well.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green, and we were talking about the recent summer camp over at Crooked Creek. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.